Well, I'm sorry to disappoint everybody, but Letitia was supposed to share her thoughts with us tonight, but she didn't make it. So I don't know if she's sick. Anybody have her number? You don't either? Bill, you... Oh, I didn't want to say this with Mickey Joe here, but you have everybody's, every woman's number. I don't want to say that with her here.
Don't I know that?
How about if I impromptu a talk tonight? So that way, instead of... Living.
Okay. Oh!
Oh, we're in trouble now.
Thank you. The
number's recorded.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
Mickey Joe, I was kidding.
I didn't drive this. I didn't drive this far for.
He does not lying. It doesn't become you.
He doesn't chase every girl.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
You know, so.
He figures.
Let's close our eyes for a second. Let's close our eyes for a second. Because I didn't drive all this way. Let's take in a deep breath together. Let's take in another deep breath. And Father, we invite you this moment, even though you're always here, you're always present. You're always through every single thought and every single fiber that we have. You surround us, you are a complete creation, and without you, there is nothing that is. You are the great I am, the all that there is. We give us this night our thoughts, our very breath, our very life. We gather together in one assembly of one mind, of one body, united in your Holy Spirit that guides us and breathes through every fiber of all that we are. Bless this gathering tonight. As we clear our minds and remember why we're here, to support each other, to love each other, and to find your true nature within our soul and our heart. Expand our very being tonight. Allow us to be one in spirit with graciousness and kindness, knowing that you are fully present and that we are your children and we are a reflection and an expression of your very embodiment. We open our hearts for whatever may channel through tonight, and we ask this blessings and thank you for this gathering in the highest and holiest of names. Amen. Okay, so I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
So let's just...
I was going through some things over the last couple of weeks that, you know, I've been practicing healing for a few years now and working with different people. And it started coming to me that in my prayers and meditation that I've never tried to heal myself. And it was quite kind of a remarkable journey that, you know, something that we could give out to other people in our lives, yet we never turn inwardly upon ourselves. And as I started going through this, I said, I don't really know what I'm praying for healing, but every day for the last like 3 weeks or so, I just started praying for healing. And whatever that would look like, whether mind, body, soul, spirit, whatever it would be. And what I really started to discover when I started to do this was I was feeling love for myself. And that's something that I very, very rarely, you know, like I think I have pretty good self-esteem. I'm kind of confident and, you know, I don't let things fluster me too much. But oftentimes I don't really practice the love of myself to myself. Isn't that strange? How many people here can identify with that at all? And yet we're constantly have heard so many times that we're supposed to love ourselves. But when we think about that at times, we kind of say no, because that would be egotistical, right? That would be selfish, because we like to see that reflection, that we can do for others more than we can do for ourselves. And what I've found in my own personal walk, that as I try and practice that, and it starts to open up my connection to my true being and who I am. And it allows me to breathe a little bit deeper within my own soul. So I ask every one of you right here, right now, let's take in a deep breath, right into our heart space and into our soul. How many of us don't even take the time to take a full breath into our own being and to add that self-calmness and just that joy? That breath is spirit. And when you read the word or you read other spiritual documents, they always talk about your breath. And they always talk about the spirit that goes through you. But yet we tend to choke ourselves, oftentimes because we're trying to do so much for other people, we don't think we deserve that moment. So when I was in England last summer, I ran into this young lady. She's 24 years old, and she's quite gifted medium. And we've become friends, and Udoka's friends with her too. And we were talking on Skype or Facebook a couple weeks ago, and she said, you know, I have a feeling like you're going to start healing yourself and working on yourself, which I had already started to do. And all these confirmations started coming. And isn't it remarkable that when doors start to open or we need to go in a certain direction, that as we walk in those directions, more doors and more confirmation starts to open. So can anybody here relate on the question of, have you ever thought about healing yourself?
Yeah.
And what that may look like? And sometimes, because we all get programmed, and we all have these nicks and scars and all these other things, the false beliefs that get layered upon our lives that create our image of who we are. And yet, the Spirit of God is within you, jealously and patiently waiting for you to see yourself as that wonderful, magnificent, free, totally unencumbered, spectacular, divine, guided by the light, breath of the angels that you are. Does anybody here, including myself, not relate to that at times? And when I see the magnificence of God, whether however that may show up, whether that be in a sunset, or without that being an expression of a child, or how a puppy dog will smile at you at times and bring warmth to you, or a kitten rolling on the ground. It's a freedom of expression, of pure joy, of that creation being completely in and of itself what God intended it to be at that moment. And when we glimpse that, it brings us joy because there's a purity. It's the innocence of a child. It's the spectacularness of the total being only doing one thing, being. So in my walk recently, or the last few weeks, I've really started to come to a realization. I'm called to do nothing more than other than to be. Wow. I don't have to be what you want me to be. I don't have to be what Millie wants me to be, or what my parents wanted me to be, or even what society wants me to be. I'm called to do one thing, and that's when the weights come off. And that is just to be in the stillness and let the reflection of God that is in me move through me to allow me to love myself. Can anybody say amen to that?
Amen.
Has anybody ever felt that, the stillness of just being? Have you ever had that glimpse of just being for a moment? And when you're in that stillness of being, does it really matter that anything else is happening at that moment? No. That's it. You are perfect. You are unencumbered. You are completely unburdened. But more than that, you are the direct expression of God, the Creator, the I Am, expressing Himself perfectly through who you are. And regardless of the pain that you may be in because you lost your job or because the president said something crazy today or because somebody talks smack about you, when you are in a state of being, you can be content not to own other people's opinions or other people's circumstances. You can be content to truly be who you are in the moment. So I would urge each and every one of us not to play around with this life that you have and not to give your life to frivolous things and the static and the energy that may surround you or our society. And I would urge you to love yourself such to the point that you would just shut up and be quiet and really find out about the magnificence of yourself. Because I guarantee you, the war that rages and the noise that rages in your life really rages between these two points. The rest of it is static. It just deflects off. It keeps on going. Another opinion comes. But what you absorb and what you hold on to, you will become. Can anybody here, or does anybody here, have the desire to truly walk into the magnificence of who they are? I know I do. I know I do. You know what? It doesn't matter if you're tall, short, bald, skinny, fat, whether you have diabetes, whatever the situation may be. God meets you exactly where you're at right now, right here, right today. It is really your choice. It is my choice to respond to that, to accept it, and to create the relationship with myself that says, I am magnificent. I am perfect. I am exactly how my Creator willed me to be. Everything else that layers on top of that is just ugly frosting that I thought I was going to decorate this cake. I was perfect the way I came in. We have a grandbaby now, and whenever we see the pictures of the grandbaby, my wife can do nothing but just like, oh, look at this, oh, look at this, oh, he's so cute, he's so cute, he's so cute. It's like, after a while. Yes.
You don't realize it's you all over again.
But the beauty of that is when you look at that little chubby cheek, thunder thigh roll of dough that's sitting there burping up and spitting up and doing all this other stuff, he's got pure joy smile on his face. And so in that moment, when you look at that child, and even by your own expression, because we can all relate to that, you don't see the vomit. You don't see the poop. You don't see... You don't... That's true. But what you do see, what you do see is an expression of love, and you see an expression of heart. And I truly believe when the Creator looks at us and when the angel kingdom looks at us, they don't see this flesh. They see the light. They only see the light that is in you. They see your light being. They don't see your human being. Because we are an expression of light. And we are fully 100% spirit. I believe this with all my heart. We are truly a reflection of what Christ said. I am 100% spirit. and I am 100% flesh. Only part of us is going to make it out of here the way we're supposed to, the 100% flesh. But he said, I can do nothing if it was not for that spirit that lives in me. And it's this total submission in his life to the spirit of who he truly was that allowed him to be a reflection of the God-like spirit within you. So if you think about that, that's the part that always goes on, that love volume. So that being in mind, if you really think about it, you're already 100% healed. You're whole. You're complete. You can be no more than what God intended you to be, no matter how darn hard you try. So you might as well start learning this thing called surrender. Because that's all Spirit wants you to do. If you came in on the breath of the angels as a child, with the innocence of a grandchild or a little baby, you can do no more than to return to the purity of who you are. And when you seek gifts, and I know that within the spiritualist movement, the seeking of gifts and phenomena is incredibly important to a lot of people. And I often sit back and I wonder, is it the gift you seek? Shouldn't it be the giver of the gifts? Because the giver of the gifts will give you whatever is necessary in the moment that is just perfect and right for where you're at, so that you may continue to return to who you are. The more that I can give of my life and give up of my life, and I'm not saying it's easy, but it is a practice, the more gifts you will have in your life. And by that matter, of course, you can do nothing but give those away to everybody you see. Because you will be infectious, such as laughter is infectious. Your attitude will change. Your heart will change. Excuse me, dinner was good tonight. Your life will continue to affect people without you having to try. And that's grace, because that's a gift that is unmerited, undeserved, and there's nothing you can do to work towards. It's pure gift. So I was talking to another person who hadn't contacted me in a while, and this person was going through some kind of liberating thing with a relative of theirs. And it's kind of a learned person. And we were talking about the healing and healing yourself and the giving of the gift. And it's really amazing how we can give so easily to other people, but we're so reluctant to give to ourselves. Me included. Me included. So I would urge you, as a reflection of your God awesomeness, if I could say the word, Millie, cover your ears, your God badassness that's in you, the God love that is in you, the God compassion that is in you, the God indwelling within you, as you just relax and give that more over to the spirit within you, you will start to encounter a lightness and a flow back to the spirit and your true nature of where that spirit wants to take you. So within my own personal healing, I don't know where I'm at on that line, but I can only know that I'm here at this moment and that I can only give breath and thanks for that position because I am perfectly placed at the right time, at the right spot, to do the right thing, at the right moment, for the right people, for His right will, so that way we as a planet, as a community, continue to move towards the true God nature of who we are. And I don't know who wouldn't want that. I just don't know. So in my walk, in my prayer, in my meditations, don't say meditation, I know that when I enter into the stillness, that I am going to find that peace when I surrender. Because I'm only asked of one thing, be still and know that I am the Lord your God. Isn't it so interesting to me that the first commandment is, be still. You cannot hear spirit if you cannot be still. If you cannot silence your mind, your words towards other people, more importantly, your words towards yourself, if you cannot be still and just shut up, it's really hard to hear Spirit's point of view. Just take a breath. When something hits your heart and when something starts to come in strong, love yourself. Be still. Take a breath. Allow yourself the moment to feel that energy. When we just took a breath now, I felt like I let some things go. Did anybody feel that at all? It felt like I dropped into a space that felt more comfortable. Take the time to be still. Take the time to drop into that pool, which is your heart space. Take the time to love yourself. You will hear so much clearer the quieter you are. It may change your life. So I would say to everybody here, I'm going to say a blessing right now. Because I've talked too much. I would ask that your loving grace the all that you are, the spirit that fills my heart cavity, that wishes jealously to pour and to relate and to have a genuine and connected relationship to each one of us here, to fill every breath, every cell, every part of our oxygenated blood, to root us deeply into our chair, that our feet may be grounded to this earth, knowing that we are totally connected to each other in a glorious and exciting energy that brings peace, stillness, and a feeling of calm. I would ask that as that energy and that spirit continues to fill the very indwelling of all of our thoughts, of all of our being, and all of our light, and as your Holy Spirit would just continue to permeate outside of our body and to the very exterior of our skin, and that it would continue to create a bubble around us, a static electrical charge of the energy of your light that doesn't come from without to the within, from within and the heart space that moves through the cosmos, that moves through the air, that touches the person around me, to create the bubble of light that we truly are, that peace that surrounds us, the healing, the greatness, the vastness of your love would come down, open up every heart space, every thought space to those things that are seen, known, heard, and those that we can't even imagine, and that your mighty blessings would come upon these people, our lives, and that we may intimately walk in relationship with your spirit. Give us the sense, the peace of calmness, and allow us to walk into the beingness of your expression through our lives. And I ask these mighty blessings that we go in peace, that we uplift each other, and that we have the ability to be calm and still, and that we step into who we truly are in our being. And I ask this in your holy name tonight. Amen.